How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator and my friend Craig Thomas.
Follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm a grown man now, and I can run my own life!
Actual audio from Gavin Adcock meeting Tammy last night.
Oh my God.
Okay, listen. Tammy, come on. I don't know what happened to you, but even you have to admit you went a little overboard. We had the nice chance to have a conversation with Gavin Adcock before he hit the stage last night at Petco Park, and things were going fine, and then Tammy starts spit cleaning his face and made him a snack after school.
Okay. That is not true.
It is 1,000,000% true.
Okay, I didn't spit clean anybody.
You even cut
anybody.
The crust off his bread.
Okay, so here's what happened. Initially, we didn't think we were going to have a chance to talk with Gavin. He said he had a really bad migraine, and then he was feeling better. So he was like, I want to come down and talk to everybody.
I kind of felt bad because we were resigned to the fact he wasn't going to come. And we were all sitting in this room just talking to a couple of radio people, just shooting the breeze. And all of a sudden, he just walked in. No person, no anything.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, you're here.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, yeah, I'm supposed to be here. I just felt weird. And then, of course, Tammy swoops in. You mothered Gavin Adcock.
I did kind of mother him.
Kind of?
I kind of mothered him. I kind of mothered Chase Matthew a little bit.
Well, in that vein, I'm going to give you a hug from your mom.
Oh.
Because I'm a mom and a Gima. So there you go.
Aw.
There we go.
10 out of 10 hug.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know what
Producer
happened.
Producer Jessica, jump in here. I think I know. I think I've got a theory, but I want to hear others.
It's funny, John, that you're just now noticing this, because this has been a pattern with Tammy for a long time. Every time we talk to an artist, especially a young male artist, you don't do it as much with the females, but I feel like you see your son in them.
Okay.
And so you immediately go into mothering mode.
Is this all kind of coincided with the fact that your last child has finally left, that Morgan moved to Kentucky, and now you don't have anybody to mother? Your dog's like, really? I'm all your husband. I'm all Kurt.
You're
fine and all for food, but
maybe. I don't know. I was trying to help him out on something that I had learned about when you have a migraine or a really bad headache. You pinch the in your hand between your pointer finger and your thumb. You pinch in there until you find a spot that actually hurts. Mm-hmm. And when you find that, you hold it there. Mm-hmm. And for 60 seconds, and it's something that seems to work.
Now, as you're listening to that, picture a bunch of people in a room, and picture that you're Gavin Adcock, and you're
going
to go on stage in, like, I don't know, 20 minutes, and you've got mom over here. We all need a mom. Don't get me wrong. It's wonderful. It just seemed weird because you went from instant Tammy in the blink of an eye to mom.
Well, I am Chase, a mom.
I know, but you're not their mom.
Okay. All right. I understand that. I get that. But you didn't have to say in front of him, hey, Gavin, if you give her address, she'll send you a birthday card with $5 in it later.
Come on.
You didn't
Jessica,
have to do that.
Pretty funny.
No, it was pretty appropriate.
Pretty funny. I was very impressed. Tam. You ever have a joke in your head and you want to say it out loud, and when you do, you mess it up somehow, and you're like, this one, I delivered it perfectly. I was so excited.
I did tell him if he did give me his address, I actually would, though.
Did you get his address?
No.
Maniac. Okay. I wouldn't put it back. After yesterday, I'm surprised you didn't draw him a bath.
Okay.
Frankly.
Oh, my God.
I think we've uncovered something here. It was really, really wonderful seeing all of you this weekend, man. It was a busy, busy weekend for all of us. I think yesterday, the feeling overall was just a great vibe. Like, everyone realized it's the end of summer, and a lot of you had no kids, and we're really celebrating in that way. It was just a very, very cool scene. And if you ever missed your mom yesterday, boy, I hope you ran into Tam.
Yes.
Because she had plenty of mom to go around. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.